something I wish I had mentioned about the first episode was I noticed watching it, fucking Max is using his buff as a pocket square.
Oh god, what a tool!
I know! I was like, I felt so done. Like, I was just out of it because I had done that race in the morning, and so I was still kind of like, hey, everything hurts. Like, Bob wearing it as a bow tie was bad enough, but now as a pocket square, oh god, that is the worst.
Yeah, but I mean, I liked the bow tie because he was like the math professor or physics professor or something, right? Like, it fit him.
Well, it fit him because that was not Dr. Drew, not Magic Mike, not Mr. Wizard, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. There you go.
I could not think of his name for the life of me. How I got pulled that shit off. Magic Mike, I'll never know, but.
Isn't that the one where Olivia Munn gets naked?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds. You know, here's the thing about that is, I mean, don't get me wrong. I saw the movie, fantastic movie, actually. I highly recommend it. And she looks great naked, but it's just like one of those things where it's kind of like, once the mystery's gone, you're just kind of like, oh, she's just another human being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it is one of those things where it's kind of a little disappointing, because it's just like, oh, that's what you waited for all this time?
Well, there goes the allure. All right.
Yeah, sort of. It's just one of those really funny things. But it's only like maybe a half a second as well. Apparently, if you freeze frame, Channing Tatum's fully naked too, the full Monty and everything, ooh. But...
Charming potato. All right, everybody. Welcome to www.outwitoutplayoutcast.com. I don't know. I think we're going to try it from the website up front. I don't know. We're not on iTunes yet, which is bugging me, because I submitted that thing like 2 weeks ago, but we will be on Stitcher beginning next week, so we'll be on Stitcher and probably anywhere else that mediocre podcasts can be found.
What the hell is Stitcher anyway? It sounds like a crocheting website.
You know how iTunes curates podcasts for Apple users primarily?
No, I don't actually.
So iTunes.
We've covered this before on a different podcast.
iTunes has a whole like podcast section, and they curate that for iTunes.
Oh.
And actually, in iOS, there's a separate podcast app now. And Stitcher is like the premier cultivator of podcasts on Android. There's a lot of other podcasting apps that you can just pull from RSS feeds directly. But Stitcher's the only one that says, you know, submit it to us. We'll make sure that you're a legitimate thing and that you're not just like subscribing to porno, and then and then we'll put it up on Stitcher's page. So Stitcher tries to do the same thing for Android. They're kind of like they're the second biggest cultivator curator of podcasts after iTunes.
Really?
But anyway, that's what's up. Outwit, outplace, outcast.com. I'm going to try and get ooshow.com soon, or ooshow.net. We'll see what's on there. Anyway, second episode of Survivor. I didn't have a player get voted out. I was worried there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, what did you guys, let's start at the beginning of the episode. What did you guys think of this one?
I thought it was a pretty good one, actually. Stuff happened, which is, I realize, is kind of... It happens on all of them, but it was kind of nice seeing a different tribe get in the focus for a minute there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious how the blue collars, like, originally think that, thought that Dan lied to them about the beans because he was trying to be witty and deceiving, and now they, like, think he's doing some kind of social game, losing his banana hammock, being the funny fat guy, and finding, and I think, actually, he's just kind of dim.
Yeah.
I think he's just not all there.
Well, how are you feeling about him, Brian? He's on your team, after.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's your guy.
I can't believe, like, he lost his freaking underwear. And then, like, Lindsay's immediately like, I don't think he really lost it. I think he was just trying to be cool. What the fuck is cool about losing your underwear in the ocean?
I don't know. What the fuck is cool about walking around saying that you're the fat guy all the time?
Right? That's self-effacing. I know. Honestly, I kind of think he might have legitimately lost his underwear. And first of all, I mean, he's wearing a thong.
That was ridiculous the first episode.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in that first episode and just going, that can't, he's got to be wearing that. But no, I think he legitimately lost it, but then, like, all of a sudden decided, you know what, I'm just going to be, hey, I'm that guy. I lose my underwear and do dumb things. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and also, by the way, I'm reasonably sure that that's not what raw dog means. Or at least that's not the definition that I learned of it. I learned... If you're wearing jeans without underwear, that's called going commando or whatever.
Pants without underwear is commando.
Yeah, raw dog is slightly different. We shall not get into that, but yeah.
That's what Urban Dictionary is for.
Yeah, exactly. Never look up your own name on Urban Dictionary, by the way. You'll never be happy.
Ooh,
Yeah. Save that for later. But yeah, no, I don't know. I have a feeling Dan, if he makes it to the merge without exploding and murdering someone in a fit of rage, I think he might be just kind of annoying enough to get to the end, but not win.
Yeah, he'll be the guy that you bring along because you know nobody will vote for him.
Yeah, but then it turns out it was all his genius plan to begin with, so.
That's what he'll try to spin it as. Yeah. I can't wait for him to lose his makeshift swim trunks and then have to, like, make something out of the banana leaves around the island.
Yeah, eventually.
Just go fucking Tarzan on it.
Go native completely.
What? Go native completely? The friggin' white collar tribe is doing that, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird. It seems to be just folks on my team who decided, you know what, let's just get complete. This whole episode, actually, come to think of it, everyone was getting naked. Even on the no-collar tribe, it was just like, hey, we're just going to go skinny dip, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the allure is, but people are all of a sudden like, I'm alone on a desert island. I better just drop trowel. Drop trowel!
Okay, but seriously, the two no-collar girls, where were they during my college life? I didn't, like...
Life?
Did you spend your college on a deserted island in the Pacific?
No, I spent it in the library, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, that's balls, why you didn't find anyone. Don't go skinny-dipping in the Dewey Decimal.
Skippy-dipping! Is that where you cover yourself in peanut butter and then jump in the water?
Oh, that's disgusting.
And you get licked by all the fish.
Alright. Yeah, no, I don't know. I just...
thing. I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary and put this in now.
Skippy dipping? When you, yeah, no, please. No one ever skippy dipping.
I'm going to make a note. Skippy dipping. Y'all can look it up later.
But yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling. Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, I have a feeling he was doing it for the cameras. Because you saw him, he's like, I'm going to pay an homage to the best players in the world by getting naked. And then Shireen just all of a sudden, like, you know what? That seems like a good idea. Sounds legit to me.
I like your style.
I like it. Why not? Clothes are such... They're so restrictive.
But she, like, half-asses it, too.
Yeah. What? Wasn't one of the greatest things to just have this casual conversation with Tyler and Joaquin, and they're both... Actually, the funny thing, so Tyler's like, I'm married, I can't look, so he's covering his face. And then Joaquin's just, like, staring right at her, just, like, eyes downcast. Every time he's talking, just like, I'm looking right at you. It's a black hole, and I can't tear my gaze away because he is human garbage.
So, okay. But this all started because Max was like, you know, I'm a student of Survivor. I have written papers and I've taught about Survivor. And that's when Shireen goes like, oh, yeah, apparently he knows what you're talking about.
That is the second time he's mentioned that on the show and in his bio that they put up on the... On the site, he mentions it twice there, too.
So he's mentioned it twice already?
Yeah, once in each episode.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to say that he's done it twice by now. Mm-hmm. I want to say that he'll do it 6 more times before the merge.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's a lot.
How about the episode where they merge, he'll say it 3 times.
3 times in that specific episode?
In that specific episode. Then? If he makes it there.
Ooh. Well, yeah.
It sounds like a good bet.
3 times. You can take the over or the under.
Can I take the post? Can I say 3 exactly?
No, I'm saying 3.
Oh, you're saying 3 exactly.
Well, if you want to take 3, I'll take the under.
Yeah, all right. I'll take 3 even.
Okay. You want to do 2 points?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's throw caution to the wind. You want to get on the tracks, Brian? You got points to spare. You did well this week.
Well, I guess. I need the frickin' blue collar one to go. I got 2 of them in there, but they always win.
So. Damn it. Oh, darn. I have players that are going to last to the merge. Darn!
You know who's not going to last to the merge, though? Fucking Nina.
No, she is not.
Okay. I sympathize with a lot of what she's going through, but then it seems like she's one of those people who goes looking for a problem when she's like, they didn't even ask me.
Yeah. Which is funny because they didn't even ask each other.
No.
Like, it was just Haley. I rewatched it and I thought it was Jen at first, but it was Haley saying, I'm going to go for a skinny dip. And then Jen saying, you know what? I'm going to join you. And I can understand what they were thinking. They were thinking she can hear us, and if she wants to come, she's going to just jump in. And so I understand that. But at the same time, though, like, I don't know, I saw on the radio. I heard a deal about cochlear implants. And apparently they're not much better than just, they're better than being deaf, but they're not that much better. So it's still very hard to hear people unless they're talking directly at you. So I can kind of see what she's going through also.
So she probably thinks that they all, like, talked about going skinny dipping and then did it.
Right? Even so, like, what? Don't be a fucking crybaby. Oh, they didn't go skinny dipping with me. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, ideally you're going to be on there for 40 days. You got time to go later.
Or, like, yeah. Just go with them. Like, if you really don't like them and you think that they're doing something in spite of you, just say fuck it and go anyway. Like, what are they going to do? Kick you out of the ocean? It's the fucking ocean. Like, what are you doing? Just go. Yeah. If it matters that much to you, just do it. Like, and I get that that's not the point.
Yeah.
And I get that she's already feeling a little alienated and left out, and that was probably just the straw that broke the camel's back. And I get all that, but it's really just like, I mean, there's looking for problems, and then there's that.
Yeah. And, you know, she seems a little bit to me like kind of just a somewhat high-strung person to begin with. Like, even in the first episode, she seemed a little, I don't want to say manic. But very, let me throw myself out there and that kind of thing. And, you know, and that's a pretty big sign of anxiety to begin with. That or a lot of confidence. Who cares? It's Nina. She's going to last like 2 more weeks. We probably shouldn't be spending as much time talking about her. I feel bad saying we shouldn't be spending as much time talking about her as we are, but she did have kind of a scene.
It's fine. She couldn't hear it anyway.
Yo! See,
that was bad. I'm going to hell.
No. See, here's the thing. I was about to say, sorry, what did you say? Because you have that written as one of the things we're not allowed to say. And that's exactly what she says all the time.
All the fucking time, yeah.
And so I was going to do that, but then I was like, oh, then you're making fun of someone with a disability. That would be really bad, wouldn't it? And so I chose not to until just now.
Yeah,
so
you were the biggest
person. I'm going
person
to hell right with you.
So the last thing we're going to bring up before we kind of get into challenge and bets and fantasy and all that.
Vince, is it Vince?
Please, it's Vince. It's so, yeah. Vince.
He's fantastic. He's essentially, I don't know if you ever watched the Brady Bunch. There was that episode, though, where Jan gets all jealous because it's all about Marcia. And honestly, at this point, thank God he got voted off, because I was going to get sick and tired of that. If he just went into a Joe, Joe, Joe kind of rant, I would have laughed my ass off.
Yeah. Joe gets back with all the bag full of crabs, and everyone's like, oh, Joe's got crabs, which is funny.
Well, fuck you, I'm going to get my own crabs.
No, not even that. Like, his face looks so, like, his face, the whole, I can do that. Fuck that. I can get crabs if you want crabs.
I'll go crabs. And then, yeah, and then he does. He goes and's like, well, I'll go get crabs, too. He couldn't get blue crabs? All right, well, I'll find some blue crabs. That's what I'll do. I'm a coconut vendor. I know how to find crabs.
He's so jealous of, like, the girls liking Joe even a little bit.
That poor guy. And I have a lot more to say about him when we cover Tribal Council. But for now, yeah, no, he's very needy, and it's very, very sad.
Yeah. So we had the New York versus Boston bet, and it was a total push. Rodney didn't say Boston once, and Joaquin didn't say New York once.
Yeah, you know, at one point, Rodney was saying, when Mike was berating them for being lazy, Rodney to the camera said something like, you know, where I'm from, you don't get very far saying that. I work hard, and I got so excited because I was like, yeah, where are you from? Where are you from? And then he did not say Boston. I was very disappointed in him. Come, I need you guys to live up to your stereotypes. You are a very good meathead, Rodney. But now please be your typical Boston meathead, if you would please be so kind.
So do you guys, it's a wash. Nobody got any points for that one. Do you guys want to push it to next week, the same bet?
No, I like my idea where we just, whoever says the thing first, and I want to include Dan calling himself fat.
So you want to make a new bet?
Yes.
You want to make a new bet on Dan? Let's hear, what bet do you want to make?
Well, so I don't want to bet on how many times they say it. I want to bet on who's going to say the thing first.
Okay, so you're going to say New York, Boston, and fat.
Yeah. Utah.
And I'm clearly voting for fat.
I'm going for New York.
Okay, and I'll take Rodney. So there we go. Now I got this one. The first person to say it, and I got to tell you, Brian, I like your odds.
Yeah, I do. So wait, you do. So fat was Brian.
Yep.
Boston is Nick.
Yep.
New York is me. And I'm not going to bet 5 points anymore. That's a little bit much.
Hey,
I'm going to bet three.
I give credit for going big. Go big or go home. And how about this? Just first person to win gets 3 points. People who lose don't lose anything.
Okay. So we're just going to say three for a winner.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good to me.
That works.
There we go. That's the prize. And we got two for however many times Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, says that he's a student of the game. Wait, can we include student of the game as one of the things that he says?
No, because somebody who just watches a lot can call themselves a student of the game. He has to mention he wrote a paper, took a class, taught a class, something academic that he's done.
All right. I'll still take my three. You know what? I feel good.
Okay.
He's not even going to get voted out next week, and it's not going to matter. We don't want to see your nudity anymore. Just there you go. Take your beard wax and your kale and go home.
So that gets us to the immunity challenge.
It was actually a good one. As I said last time, through my horrible speaker then, I'm not really a fan usually. Like, it's the least interesting part. But this one was good. It furthered the story. You know, it fleshed out the whole Vince being a complete tool, wanting to be the leader of the tribe, and then forcing, you know, I'm going to go first. And then, he did all right, but he still got beaten by Mr. Fat Dan.
Dude, Dan stepped the fuck up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I was so not expecting that.
Yeah, that's right.
He was the first one out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he, I guess being fat helps you float more, I guess. I don't know, but he was able to get through the it looks kind of like a relay race of some sort. I don't know what the hell you would want to call it. Relay with
rope.
Some sort of rope. Yeah,
rope buoy cool. Relay. In the
water. Yeah. But then Vince, like, once his tribe finally does get through, and he's able to start shooting the baskets, he just could not make it to save his life.
Oh, that was Joe shooting for the no callers.
No, it was Vince.
No, it was Joe.
Yeah.
No, it was Vince.
Really?
He was way off, too. Look alike to you, but that was definitely Vince.
I don't know. Why guys?
He wanted to be the leader. He was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And he missed every shot.
Compared to Joaquin, who was a friggin'.
He didn't even get it to the stand, Vince. Yeah. It was like landing in the water every time.
Exactly.
I know.
He just did not have enough oomph. Maybe he was just all sad. He's thinking to himself how much better Joe would have been at it. Yeah, or was intimidated by Joaquin, who, as you said, was a pro.
Yeah. So, like, I hate him for the passion still, but I'm kind of considering picking him up because apparently he's going to be good in challenge. I mean, shooting baskets, like, that alone, that comes up 3 or 4 times a season.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you know he's good at it, those are immunity challenges he's going to win.
You don't know he's good at it. For all you know, they were doing it for 20 minutes.
Okay, no, but still, he did significantly better than the other two.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that he idolizes Kobe Bryant, because Kobe is the Jeter of basketball. So, that sort of thing. So he's like, you know what, if Kobe can do it, I can do it too. And he probably just spends all his time at the YMCA shooting baskets.
No, he doesn't go to the YMCA. He goes to some super expensive club. Then who is the woman shooting for the blue collars?
That was Sierra.
Sierra's pretty good, too.
She is already on my team. And you know what? They have not played very many clips and such of her. So I have a feeling she's going to go through for a while. And I like her a lot. I don't know anything about her. Other than, as I said when I drafted her, that she's the most likely to be Mormon. But I have a good feeling about Sierra.
Yeah, and that left that fifth buoy, she like swished into the net too. That was nice. Mm-hmm. She nailed that one.
You know, the funny thing is that like they were just the no collar tribe, the blue collar tribe just happened to be playing basketball to goof off and blow off some steam.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling it's like it's just kind of a nice little bit of serendipity. We're probably like, oh, Sierra, you're on that. You know, the thing. This is going back just a little bit. Right before the challenge had maybe my favorite moment, because it's one of those kind of. I understand why they do it. So, but at this point of the game, it's kind of like, it's just kind of silly. The white collar tribe gets boated in, you know, like, you know, take a look at the new and improved white collar tribe. So voted out. And then everyone just gets like, oh my God. It's like, you don't know shit at this point. You barely didn't even know her name. Why are you acting with such surprise? Like, oh, how could they vote her out?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Usually I have the exact same reaction when that shit happens. Like, yeah. Come on, really? Like, you saw that one coming most of the time. Yeah. But Carolyn's old. You would have expected Shirin maybe after screwing up the puzzle so brutally, you know. And so is an attractive Asian woman. Like,
yeah, but you know what?
That's like three. Everybody probably figured it was going to be Carolyn or Shirin.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the thing is, since you know absolutely nothing about who any of these other people are, to the extent that you don't even know their name practically, like for all you know. They could have been saying, I'm going to play this game like unlike any other person, and then trying to do like hunting down people as the most dangerous game. I mean, for all you know, these people are psychotic or something. So there's probably a reason why they voted someone out. Don't be surprised at this point. Once you know someone, you're like, oh, wow, I'm surprised they voted that person out. Then it makes sense. Like episode 3 or 4, once you get a feel for it. But right now, it's just kind of like, you got to be kidding me. So? Really? Her? Her name was So?
Yeah. See, like, my favorite moment of the mini challenge was Vince Sly being not so sly. Did you guys catch this?
Not at first. But
So Vince said he's going to go first, right? And Vince gets up on the platform first. And this is in case the listeners didn't catch this. And Haley comes up second, right? And as she's coming up out of the water, her top is getting tugged down, which is what happens when you're going fast coming out of the water. The water has drag and it pulls down your clothes, right? And so she's, like, got one hand, like, trying to pull her top back up, and Vince is just, like, not helping there. He's just standing there, like, staring at the nip slip the whole time. And then she gets down under the control, and then he's like, oh, okay, here, I'll help you up. But she's already, like, halfway out of the water.
When you mentioned that, that's when I watched these episodes twice, once for fun, and then once for, I guess I better pay attention now. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. He's just staring full on, almost, like at least Joaquin, when he was staring at Shirin, he was just like, you know what, I'm just going to stare at you. I don't care.
Like, you're the naked, this is happening.
Yeah, it's like, you're naked, you're the one standing in front of us cleaning a pot, just going like, so what's up? But these girls
were trying to cover themselves up.
Yeah, exactly. It's that dirty old man. Well, old man. He's 32. He's the same age as I am. But dirty old man. Okay.
Yeah, he said that earlier. Yeah. Well, okay, but after Haley gets up, Jen is the third one coming. And what gets me is it happens the second time. Like, Jen is coming up, having similar problems with her top or bra or whatever it is. And she's coming up, and it's happening to her, too. And Vince and Haley, like, both go to help her up. But, like, Haley is, you can tell, definitely trying to get Jen up on the platform. And Vince is just like, I'm going to hold your hand while I stare at your boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it covered. Okay, I'll pull you up. What a pervert.
Well, at that point, Haley and Jen had already been skinny dipping. So it's like, she's like, this is an old hat to me. Let me help you through.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has her own set. It's not like she hasn't seen those before, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that line, too, about Vince being old.
Yeah.
I was young once, too. I'm 32 now. I was like...
Damn it, I only have another year to be young.
Just wait one more year, and then it's all downhill. Then you start putting feathers in your hair. You start trying to sell coconuts to people. You call yourself a seer of the crew. All kinds of bad things happen once you turn 32.
It's a good thing Nina didn't hear that line. Because she's old. She's actually old, isn't she? Isn't she like 50 or...
She's 54, 47? Which I was really surprised to find out. I was genuinely like, good for you, staying fit for...
Yeah, she doesn't look 54.
Not at all.
I mean, that's why I would keep her on the tribe, because, like, if you want tribe strength, right, like, to do challenges, I mean, she hasn't really slowed them down, has she? I don't remember.
No, she's done all right.
Yeah. For a 54-year-old woman? Shit, yeah.
Aside from being a little bit annoying, and, you know, again, I can understand.
Not her fault.
I'm not trying to judge. Yeah. But she could be a little bit annoying. Other than that, though, she's pretty good at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, being a crybaby, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but all that said, they lost. We go to Tribal, Vince. Yeah. Like, how leading up to Tribal, what did they say? Like, I don't even remember what they're talking about, but Vince just says, we didn't get any balls in. It gives this big sheet-eating grin.
Yeah, almost like he planned it that way. It's like, yeah, I purposefully missed every shot. That was totally my plan. No, it wasn't.
And then Joe was being totally selfless, I think, because Joe and Vince, Joe wants Vince gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he did the selfless thing, saying like, oh, well, we should vote for Nina. As much as I don't like Vince, and as much as he is a douchebag to me, the right call between those two is Nina. Like, because Vince is a strong-looking guy, at least.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah. You know, also, and then Vince, for his part, was being semi-selfless by saying, let's vote out, was it Jen he wanted to vote out? Or I think it was Jen he wanted to vote out for the same reason. Like, you know what? Then we'll still have some strength.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, Joe, while being selfless, was also being a friggin' idiot and severely overthinking and saying, you know what? We should split the votes just in case she has an immunity idol. It's like, even if she has one, you know, you're still splitting the votes and it's still going to be 2-2. What do you expect to have happen at that point, guy? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you don't split the vote on episode 2.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Especially when there's only 6 of you. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you have 3 two-way ties, it's like, what do you expect to have happen at that point? So, yeah, it's silliness. But, you know, again, that's just, you know, you're on day, at this point, I think you're on day 5, maybe day 6 of the game, and you're excited to be there and playing, and so you take dumb chances. It's one of those things, just calm down, settle into it, just go. We got 3 people, maybe even a 4th, let's just all 3 of us vote on this person, and then even if Will doesn't decide to vote with us, at least then we're at a tie, and it's, you know, we can deal with that.
So then we get to the vote.
Yeah.
Poor Vince.
Oh, man, I knew the second that Nina mentioned to Will that Vince was talking about him, he was screwed.
Yeah.
Every single time anybody ever gets any wind whatsoever, somebody mentioning your name at all, they vote them out.
Yeah, and you know, that's the funny thing, because I noticed that on my second watch. I was like, wait, Nina, what are you doing? He didn't even ask. I'm like, it's cool that she's like, hey, how are you doing? You doing all right health-wise? That kind of thing. But when he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. He's like, that's the end of the conversation. Yeah, you just say, okay, cool, thanks, no problem. Not, oh, good, because Vince was thinking about throwing you under the bus. So either she's an incredibly great player and was just being very subtle and manipulative, or she's just very bad at the game. And at this point, just based on the evidence presented thus far, I think I know which one that the case may be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be something that works itself out as things go on, but that, yeah, why would you do that? Especially if you think that you three are going to be the ones who end up wrestling control of the tribe. Don't throw one of your three under the bus to another member. Like, it's exactly. Self-sabotage there.
Yeah. And that's why, as I said, I think she's probably just not very good at this.
Well, but she was clearly completely shocked when he voted her out.
Yes.
Yeah, her like, what?
Oh, she looked like somebody kicked her kitten or something. She looked so sad. And Will looked remorseful, too.
Yeah, and you, honestly, though, that's the thing I kind of like. I still am not to the point where I'm going to add Will or anything, but I like him a little bit more now because he's dropped the whole, hey, it's all good, you know, we're no caller. We're just going to float on, like Modest Mouse kind of stuff. He got a little bit more, all right, this is a game, I'm going to play it. And I like that. And more importantly, I think, because I was trying to figure out, like, okay, why did he vote for Vince? What happened there? And I think I realized what it was when, you know, the plan was, all right, we're going to tie up 2-2 and 2, and then we're going to vote out, what's her name, Nina. And I think you realize, you know what, this is a dumb plan, and Vince kind of had it out for me, even if, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. So let's not have the 2-2-2 thing. I'm just going to vote for Vince along with the ladies, and then I'm good to go. Yeah. And he's out, and I'm still on, and I'm still with the core 4 kind of thing. So I think he's doing a decent job playing. I do love that he sympathized with Nina. Like, you know what? I know what it's like to be the only person out here because, hey, I'm the only black guy out here, you know? And he is, which is kind of odd. Usually they have a bit more diversity, but It happens.
Well, they have a good showing of Asian and Pacific Islander this time around. Well, they did.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Well, because you got Nina and So for Asians, and then Shireen. I don't know her ethnicity, but she calls herself brown. So I'm gonna go with
she's ethnic.
Ethnic, yeah. She's like Tatiana Maslany. She's some sort of ethnicity. You just don't really know what kind. So it's not entirely lily white. And as I said, you know, I mean, there's different types of diversity, so they got a good balance of men and women. I'm sure one or two folks on the tribes are in the LGBT community, but you know, just don't make a big deal out of it because it's nobody's business at this point. And we got at least one possible Mormon. So you get a good, and definitely Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, is definitely Jewish. So you got some religious diversity as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I really did like Vince looking like he was going to shit himself as he got voted out. Just like, what?
Yeah, and then as he's leaving, good play, guys, and then just goes away. And, you know, I was, God, I'm kind of glad he's gone because the last thing that he did was probably the douchiest thing in that exit interview where he's talking to the camera. He's like, you know, it was a good move they got rid of me because I was going to just take them out one at a time. It's like, no, you really weren't. You weren't because they took you out
first.
You're
delusional.
It's like saying, you know, I'm about to be the third man in the rotation for the Oakland Athletics. It's just they've never heard of me and I haven't been invited to spring training and I can only throw a ball maybe 30 miles an hour, but, you know, I'm right there in the race. I'm just there. It's like, no, you're not. You don't stand a chance. You're not as good at this game as you thought, and that's okay. Go back to selling coconuts and being kind of creepy and staring at women and being a...
Kind of.
Kind, exactly, yeah. Yeah, you know, hey, for all we know, in real life, maybe he's... No, you're right, Brian. He is a creeper in real life as well. You are absolutely right.
Well, you know, a coconut vendor is a seer of the truth.
You know, he may have only been around for two episodes, but those were two memorable episodes, so I give him credit for that.
Yeah. I was hoping for more good lines out of him.
Yeah. Well, you know, my favorite came in this episode where he, I was a big fan of that. Can I ask you a real human question, whatever that means? Yes. My favorite was this one where he says, you know, in the real world, I don't know if I could trust these people, because in the real world, I constantly surround myself with people that I can hug and embrace for 10 seconds. Like, any hug that lasts 10 seconds, oh my god. That's the creep. Actually, you want to make the creep. He did the creepiest thing, too, is in that first episode, you see Jen kind of pat his back, and that's the universal signal for, okay, this hug's done now.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Two pats and you're gone. And he just kind of squeezes at that point. The only thing he needed to do to make it a little bit weird, like the weirdest in the world, had just been to go, If he had done that, you know, that's, hey, folks out there in podcast land, next time you hug someone, just for giggles, just squeeze a little bit and go, and see what happens. And congratulations, you are now Vince. You are a seer of the true.
Well, yeah. Brian, can I ask you a real human question?
Okay.
How are you feeling about your team?
I feel like if Dan is still around when you get to the merge, I will drop him then.
I don't know. Nick might have had a good hint. Might have gone a long way. So let's do the fantasy recap now, then. Let's see. I'd say Brian did the best. You got Dan and Rodney with immunity, so they're able to get 1 point. And Jen was the no-caller, went to tribal, but survived, so that's 2 points. Tack that on to last week. That brings Brian up to a grand total of 7 points. I think I came in second. I had Mike and Lindsay, both on the blue collars, getting immunity, and Joe surviving no-caller tribal, bringing me up to 6 points. But our leader is Nick, with Shireen, yeah. Sierra, and Max carrying 3 immunities. Doing it slow but steady with 8. So we got 8, 7, and 6 with Nick, Brian, and me.
Team Red Collar, there we go.
Yeah, none of us had...
Team 2/3 Nudity, there you go. Yeah, none of us were... Oh, okay, I guess actually Brian had one,
nudity.
One player in danger
yeah.
With Jen.
Yeah.
But it worked out for the best. She survived just fine. Everyone else was a little bit, we were all of us a little safe. Because even Joe, he was in no real threat. No, none of my players even made it because my players are baller and will never go back to Tribal Council.
Hey, if you want points, you got to play with fire. And in this game, fire is life.
I think you owe Jeff Probst a dollar now.
Oh, probably. So, okay, since I'm at the bottom, well, actually, no, this week Nick got the fewest points, but he's still in the lead, so I'm at the bottom still with 6. Ooh, do I want to add drop? I kind of want to drop Mike, because I feel like something bad's going to happen there. Both because of the preview of next week, but also it was brewing this week, too.
You want to know the reason I know something's going to go wrong with Mike? Freeze frame sometime on his back tattoo. That it looks like, okay, I'm not going to shame anyone. I'm not a fan of tattoos. You want to get a tattoo, be my guest. But the one that he has, I believe that is an objectively bad-looking tattoo. It looks like someone scribbled on his back in a Sharpie marker, and I'm just it's all kinds of crazy. And I had to stop for a couple of seconds to see what it actually said. It's a psalm, so I'm not gonna you know, hey, if you're that religious, be my guest. But it is just kind of take a look at it. It's ugly as sin. So anyone who thinks, you know what, I'm gonna get that on my back and I want it written in Sharpie, they're not going to last well in this game. So I endorse you dropping him, and I promise I'm not going to take him.
Does anybody want to trade for him?
I'm trying to psych you out.
Anyone want to trade for him? Huh?
No.
I don't want that crazy bastard. We can't ever have any fun. We must work all the time.
Everybody work! You want to take break? Take break while pull cart with teeth! If you can name that reference, anyone listening to this, I will give you $2 of my own personal cash. I'll mail it to you. I'll square it to you.
Okay. So I'm going to drop the Scorpion King. I'm just not as confident in him as I once was. Ooh, but who would I pick up then? Haley's a good choice. Haley's doing all right, riding coattails. Carolyn, she's still got that immunity. Tyler's quietly wrapping Carolyn around his finger, and I think Tyler's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
I was really iffy on him, thinking he was kind of douchebaggy, but he's not turned out to be too bad. But I think I'm going to drop Mike in favor of Kelly, because I don't think we've even seen Kelly on screen for barely more than 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. She said something in the first episode, and in this one... she didn't even compete in the challenge. She just sat. And in general, if someone's going to go home, especially early, they start putting them on camera as soon as possible. So I have a good feeling about her.
Yeah. So I'm going to drop Mike and pick up Kelly. I still think blue collars are going to do pretty good in challenges. Why would they vote out the one person that's did well in the first challenge, wasn't a factor in the second one? I'm guessing we'll probably do all right in the last one.
Yeah.
And I like Lindsay. I think she did pretty good. She's holding up her end. And Joe, yeah, Joe's gonna be my boy. I know it. All right, so yeah, jealous. I'm dropping Mike and picking up Kelly.
Good pick.
Brian, you making any changes?
Well, like I said with Dan, he can wait till the merge to go away. And then, And then Rock Day.
Ron, he's a terrible human being, but you know what?
Yeah.
If Adrian Peterson gives you 20 points a week, you keep him, because you're not the one beating your kid with a switch. So if Rodney's going to get you points every week, you keep riding that pony as much as you can.
And I feel like I'm contractually obligated to keep Jen because of her big Junos.
Yeah.
If you drop Jen, I will pick her up.
Jen, am I the only one who thinks Jen looks like someone? Like, I can't quite place the face, but she looks like someone.
No, that is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe she just has one of those faces. Like, maybe it's just somebody I know, but, like, I feel like she looks like some sort of celebrity that I've seen before, but...
Just maybe she's the one. There's always, like, a celebrity on there now.
Maybe she
secret celebrity.
Sailing instructor is her fake job, and she hasn't announced that she's actually, I don't know, the star of Parks and Recreation. No, I'm pretty sure she's not Amy Poehler. But she does look like someone.
No, you know what? I bet they're going to, it's going to be in the merge. Tyler's going to get to the merge, and they're all going to be sitting around like, let's get to know each other because we're from separate tribes. And Tyler's going to be like, oh, yeah, I used to be in the NFL, kind of, but not really.
No, I used to be in preseason games. That makes me an athlete. No.
You know, people will be like, oh, Tyler doesn't need no money.
I'm really looking forward to Rodney and Joaquin getting into a tribe together, discovering they're both alpha male jocks, and then beating up Tyler for his lunch money. It's like, oh, you think you're a jock? No, you are a punter, son. And then they're just going to say, how much you got there? Come on.
Oh, give me. If Dan makes it, they're totally beating up Dan.
No, Dan can hold his own. I like Ryan holding on to him. And, you know, honestly, if I were you, I would probably keep him through the merge even. Because, as I said, I feel like he can go a while. He won't win any challenges. Not with, unless it's an eating challenge or a delivering mail
challenge. There's always an eating challenge.
But, if there's an eating challenge, it's Mike who's going to win that. He's already yes. eating a scorpion raw. I like it. Anyway, I think it's my turn, right? So I still have Shireen. I like her. I have a feeling she's going to go soon, but you know what? I'm going to ride that wave. Right. And then Sierra, I'm more and more confident with her every episode, so I'm keeping her. Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, nudist. I do not like this man. I genuinely do not like this man. And hey, you know what? In real life, I'm sure he's probably a very nice person. He definitely exercises because I'll tell you what. Hey, I'm confident in my heterosexuality enough to say that man can get it. He has a nice, for an intellectual, has a nice set of abs.
It's true.
But I do not like him, but I'm going to keep him because at this point, I don't see anyone better to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's my Bryant Hartline. I don't like him. He's not very good, but you know what? There's no one better. Who are you going to get?
But you know what? After 2 weeks of this game, Carolyn... Neither one of us picked anybody for Carolyn, and she's had the mini challenge since the first episode. So
I don't like Carolyn that much. I have a feeling that they're just going to be like, don't worry, Carolyn. You don't need to use it. We're not going to vote for you today. And then they vote for her, and she believes them, and she's like, oh, I feel so silly.
Oh, see, I think Tyler's going to get it from her, and then they're going to vote her out. That's my guess.
Do a thing where he's like, hey, I really, really need it. They're going to vote me out tonight. Can you give it to me?
I'm going to bet 3 points that happens. Anyone want to take it? That Tyler gets her immunity.
Do I get three if she doesn't take it?
We're wagering three. If she doesn't give her immunity up to Tyler, you get three. If she does, then I get three. There's a lot of leeway there.
It's tempting. You want to take it, Brian? I'll give you first dibs.
No.
Slow and steady. Well, you know what? I'll take it because I'm pretty sure. Okay. I think she's at least smart enough to go, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I'm not going to do that.
I don't know. I think Tyler's going to be wily.
He's still a punter. Right.
Carolyn giving Tyler immunity, necklace, 3 points.
Chris Cluey could do it, but I don't think Tyler could.
Chris Cluey can do anything. I believe it. He can wage war on Gamergate single-handedly. He can do anything. All right, so let's recap. Nick is still in the lead with 8 points. Brian's in second with 7. I'm in last with 6. Our bet was a push. We made a couple new ones. The white colors have still not dissolved, so that is also a push, that bet with Nick. New bet. I say that Joaquin is going to say New York first. Nick says that Rodney's going to say Boston first. And Brian is going to say that Dan is fat first.
I like your odds, Brian.
I do, too. And that's a 3-point wager. Winner gets 3, loser gets 0. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. How many times will Max mention that he studied or taught Survivor during the episode where they merge, if he makes that far? Nick is calling even for 2 points. I'm taking the under. That's our wager recap, our points. That was a good week. Next week will be fun, too.
Yes.
I'm enjoying doing the show quite a bit, guys. I got to tell you. This is fun.
Yeah, it's nice to talk the game. And also, it's just fun to have a reason to watch again. Last season, I kind of gave up about 4 or 5 episodes in. I just stopped caring. There was no one on there to really root for. But if I had had guys like you that can appreciate a fine, hot mess like Joaquin, I probably would have watched longer.
I suggested that my wife watch a couple episodes so that she can listen to the show and participate, and she said no. I lose IQ points every time I watch an episode of that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my friends to watch it. I gotta do the hard sell. Usually I'm very much, oh, you know, it's a good show. You might like it. But, you know, I know some of you guys out there watch Amazing Race. And I'll tell you right now, this is a better show than Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah.
I will name drop you guys if you... I'll tell you what, friends in real life, if you are listening to this, I will name drop you in person. I will say how much better a job you would have done should you continue to watch the show. And you know, hey, it would make this, if my friends out there watch the show, this podcast would make a lot more sense. I'm just saying.
Yes, this would make
sense. That's no what we call, oh, that's good. It. That's some good Catholic guilt. I'll tell you right now. Catholics and Jews, we know how to guilt.
All right. Sure. All right, let's wrap up this episode. We'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.
Have fun. Circle of life, life is a circle. Oh, we're going round and round. Right, oh, yeah.